With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Today, Montana's Supreme Court ruled on author John Krakauer's request for University of Montana student records related to an alleged 2012 sexual assault. Krakauer asked for specific student-athletes' records while writing the 2015 book, Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town. The Commissioner of Higher Education cited privacy law when refusing to release the records related to the rape allegations of a female student. Today, the state Supreme Court ruled that the Commissioner of Higher Education would have broken privacy laws if he completed the entire request. But the court also said that federal and state laws allow the release of student records after the documents undergo a constitutional balance test. University of Montana law professor Anthony John Stone says today's ruling means a Helena District Court judge must complete a confidential review of each document in the request and determine if it falls under the public's right to know or if the information would compromise privacy law.
The judge will have some help from the lawyers on both sides who will provide their perspective on certain guidelines for what that judge should be looking for in terms of both privacy and the public right to know.
If either Krakauer's lawyer or the Commissioner of Higher Education does not agree with the judge's determinations, they could be challenged back up to the Supreme Court. Krakauer says he would include the released records in future printings of his book if they are released. The Missoulian is reporting that legendary Montana wildlife biologist John Craighead has died. John and his twin brother, Frank Craighead, were early pioneers of wildlife studies in and around Yellowstone National Park. The pair also wrote a survival manual for the Navy during World War II and helped write the National Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, passed in 1968. They were frequent contributors to National Geographic magazine. John Craighead celebrated his 100th birthday last month. His brother Frank died in 2001. A psychiatrist at the Montana State Hospital in Warm Springs says there's good reason for holding two patients in long-term isolation. Their testimony came today during a hearing in which the plaintiffs, represented by Disability Rights Montana, sought an order to return the patients to the general population. An owner of hotels in Michigan and Florida and his family are dead after their twin-engine airplane crashed in southeastern Montana. Officials say 64-year-old Timothy Brown, 45-year-old Trisha Brown, and their 13-year-old son Theodore were on board a Beechcraft Baron that crashed Saturday in a grassy area about 12 miles south of the small town of Boys. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office has released the name of a woman found dead in University of Montana student housing on Saturday. The body of 22-year-old Rihanna Leigh Dilworth of Kalispell was found in an apartment at the Lewis and Clark Village. The sheriff's office did not release a cause of death, pending the completion of autopsy and toxicology reports. The Democratic and Republican candidates for governor debate for the second time tonight in Billings. MTPR will carry the debate live starting at 7 o'clock. Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat, and Republican Greg Gianforte last debated in June in Big Sky. A top issue then was resettlement of Syrian refugees in Montana, an idea Gianforte said he'd opposed since it emerged.
I have concern for them, but it doesn't extend so far as to actually move them into our homes and our communities. Even Obama's own CIA director said, ISIS, who we're currently at war with, is using these refugee programs to bring people into our country, and I've been very clear it would not happen on my watch.
Bullock said he'd do everything in his power to make sure unvetted refugees didn't end up in Montana, but
it is ultimately not the governor that gets to make the call of who comes through the borders. In those states like New Jersey that have shut down the relocation centers, refugees are still coming in, but the governor and the state has no idea where those folks are.
Tonight's debate from Billings starts at 7 p.m. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.